To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this hour, we'll take calls, of course, but I want to, you know, roll out some audio clips for people that might not be aware, just to understand that, like, there is a little bit of beef here. There is a little bit of a back and forth here. We don't like Toronto, but we don't talk about them. They're beneath us. Like, we do not look at them like anything, but they always have something to say. So we'll get to that, but let's get to the phones. I'll go call audio. So Neil is in Hell's Kitchen with us next. What's up, Neil?
Hey, what's going on, my man? So yesterday was amazing, and I got to tell you about this. The schedule is just absolutely killing me because I'm going to be at the Jets game. We got our annual lobster boil tailgate going on, and we're going to have to fly to get home to get to that to watch the Yankees play on Sunday.
You'll be listening to Dave and Susan in the car because that game starts at 4:08. Getting out of MetLife after the Jet game ends with all those Cowboys fans in the way, I don't know if you're going to be able to, you're going to miss an inning or two at least. I don't know where you live.
Absolutely.
You live in Hell's Kitchen.
And then I look further into the schedule, and I'm going to be at the Rangers home opener on Tuesday night.
Tough. Well, it's the most wonderful time, but if you're a sports fan and you follow every league, there's some compromise. Something's got to give. So you can't go to all the games and watch the games at the same time. That's tough.
No, absolutely. I just want to make one point here. You know, the Volpe situation when he put him down, you know, he sacked the kid. That was great coaching on Boone. I'm not a big, huge Boone fan on his coaching techniques sometimes. But he has to keep an eye on Rincon. He has to be more of a manager with the pitcher. When he's basically going over to him and saying, hey, guys, you okay? And the players are saying, yeah, I'm good. Rincon wasn't good. He totally lost.
Rodon. I was like, who?
Rodon.
Yeah.
Rodon, sorry. And he totally lost the strike zone. And Boone is just, you know, I thought he should have had somebody up at least at that part of the game. And you clearly saw Rendon. He did lose it. And then he hit the batter, and there was nobody else up until he got somebody. So
yes,
I'd like him to be a little more strict on that.
Yeah, I was in the stadium, and the conversation in the stadium was that was a mistake, and it could have got really bad for us, but whatever. You know, Cruz comes in, and Cruz is able to get that bunt popped up and that fly out to center and having an electric celebration in a moment that turned the stadium up. But I'll say this. I felt like at that time that was Boone letting game one affect game two. I felt like that was Boone letting the criticism of taking Max Fried out when he thought it was a good time to say you're done and go to the bullpen. I felt like he tried to stretch Rodon a little bit more in a way different game, a different pitcher, different circumstances. After the first four pitches are all balls and he's missing a strike zone and he walks the guy, you got to take him out. But then he allowed him to throw a wild pitch to the next guy. Runner advances, hit batter, and it's like, hey, affect the game, stop the game. But I think Boone learned. I think Boone is working on that. It's tough to call every day. You know, it's different every day, and that's in the past. And I'm not really worried about Aaron Boone. I trust Aaron Boone. Nobody's talking about Aaron Boone outmanaging Alex Cora because what's understood doesn't need to be explained. He won the series, and also Alex Cora didn't have the horses. Like, I do believe if they, I was saying we're lucky they didn't have Giolito And I'm not worried about Giolito. Probably could have beat him. But I was saying, we're lucky that that Joe Ryan trade didn't go through that. You know, on trade deadline day, I think Fox Sports accidentally put out a graphic saying that the Red Sox got Joe Ryan out of Minnesota. That, like, could you imagine? That would have been Red Sox in two. Didn't happen, though. Dominic in East Rochester. Dom, it's working a little bit. How are you feeling?
Hey, Keith McPherson. How are you, buddy?
Good, good.
It's working now, but...
it's the postseason now. It worked enough to get us through the first three games.
Well, no, it worked for the last couple of months, really, you know, as a whole. Usually when Aaron Boone stays out of the way, we're in good shape. But anyway, Keith, I don't think you'll mind me asking you, how old were you in 1996?
1996, I was in the first grade. Was I in the first grade? No, I wasn't.
So my point was that the 96 World Series wasn't a huge deal for you.
It was, but I was in the second grade. I was eight.
I get it.
You know what's going on. I'm sure I watched. But, like, you can't, as a kid, you can't follow the game. It's too much.
Hey, listen, I was a kid once, too. Actually, I was walking home from eighth grade. I was on the corner of Spruce Street, and I had the transistor. Mazeroski hit the home run, and I've never seen it, Keith, because I refuse to watch it. If it ever comes on, I turn my head. I don't ever want to see it. Anyway, the reason I ask you that is, I think I've told you before, I was in the stadium the night Jackson hit the three home runs, and it was fabulous. I was in the stadium the night in 85 when we lost game six to the Dodgers, the hated Dodgers, I might add. And then I was in the stadium in game six of 1996, which really was even better than the night Jackson hit the home run because, you know, after losing the first two games in New York and then going to Atlanta, winning three games in that. Again, the reason I mention this is you are so lucky that you were there last night. This is in that category from what I could see. I wasn't there. But just watching on television, you know, it's not Don Larson pitching a perfect game. It's not any of the things I just said. But I'll tell you what, Keith, it was pretty damn special.
No, yeah, I loved it. As it was happening, I couldn't believe it. That fourth inning, once they gave him that room, I'm like, this guy is gonna finish the job. Thanks for the call, Dom. Yeah, I'll say that too. You know, I think I joked about like not seeing my wife and my son all week because like. The game starting at 6:05. I'm leaving the house by 4:00 at the latest. Really, I'm leaving the house like 3:30 to drive an hour to the Bronx. I think I told you I took a stupid route game two, and it took me mad long to get to the stadium. I was so mad about it. I was like, there's 100 ways to get there. I took the worst way. But I'm going every time. Shout out to my boy Zeke. Yo, you going to the game tonight? I said every time. Every time. I don't know what's about to happen. Something crazy could happen. Something historic could happen. And I want to, like, I didn't grow up going to the stadium. I didn't grow up anywhere near the stadium. Now that I can get in my car and drive to the stadium, I'm going to the game. Even if I don't have a ticket, I'm going to figure it out. I'll buy a ticket at the last minute. I'll wait for the prices to drop or what I'll buy. I'll buy standing room only. I don't care. I'm going to the game. Because a night like last night is something that I will tell my son about when he starts to come to games. I've taken calls last night into today about, hey, that was my kid's first postseason game. I'm like, God bless you all. Like these fathers and mothers and like taking your kids that now are old enough. My son's not old enough to go to a night game. I FaceTimed him from the stadium last night. I showed him the field and the lights. He said, I want to go Yankee game. I'm like, you got to go to bed. I'll tell you about this when you get older. We'll watch it together. And you know what? Now everything is in 4K. And I made the pregame as soon as they started to show the bleachers. So now, fast forward 10 years, won't even be 10 years. Fast forward 2-3 years, I could show my son, like, that's daddy in the bleachers. You go to the game if you can go to the game. It's a privilege. I know that. I know it's hard to travel there. I know it costs money to go. But if you're privileged enough to go, You go so that you could tell the story, so that you could feel it, so that you could be a part of it. I'm trying to help. I'm loud. Anybody that sees me in the stadium, that's around me in the stadium, I'm not sitting there quiet. I'm chanting. I'm helping lead chants. I'm clapping. I'm trying to get other people involved. Two strikes, two outs. Let's go. Stand up. Do you see what is happening? Do you know what you're watching? Come on. That ball goes in the air. Yell. They told you. It was too loud. We couldn't. They literally could not hear each other say, you, me, me, me. I got it. That's what we're supposed to do as fans. So, yeah, I will see you there for game three. I'll see you there for game four. I've been doing this since consistently, like 2015. 2015 wild card game. 2017, I didn't hit all the games because I just was popped. And even 2019, I didn't have the bread. But I think 2019, I did hit all the games. I just know, I know the difference. I know if I sit at home, if I sat at home and turned down a ticket, or I sat at home and didn't try to go last night and Cam Schlittler did what he did, I would have been like, damn, I would have loved to be in there. I would have loved to see it with my own eyes, have my own pictures, my own videos, my own story to tell. So, yeah, I'm always going to try and go to the game, whether I'm on the radio after or not, whether I'm working at WFAN or not, because I wasn't working at WFAN 2015, 17, 19. I am a fan. I love going to the stadium, and I'll see you at the ALDS, and hopefully we can get back to the CS and the World Series, and this time win the whole thing. 888-808-1019. Speaking of winning the whole thing, let's talk about this team that we have to go through this next week, starting tomorrow. Vladdy. Vladdy is always the object of my attention. Vladdy always has something to say about the New York Yankees. So I was able to go back to my tweets because I'm always, whenever he says something on Twitter, I'm on him. And there's this video of, I don't know, I guess they did like a kid's day. Let's play the audio from Vladdy in 2023 when asked a question about what was the easiest team for you to play against with the Toronto Blue Jays.
What team did you was the easiest to play this year?
Ooh. Which team was the easiest to play against? Oh boy. Oh, Vladdy wants to answer that?
The Yankees.
It's not going to be funny. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy this time around, Vlad. You don't win postseason games. You don't have one. You don't have one postseason win. So get ready, boss. Here they come. Dan is in New Jersey next on the fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Keith. What's going on?
Watching Mets Classics June 1st, 2012. Santana on the mound. I'm not a Met fan, so I'm not really sure. Was that the no-hitter day? Was that the day that he had the fake no-hitter?
Sounds incredibly exciting. I'm a 32-year-old Yankee fan, so basically I only remember 09, so I'm super hungry. Need the World Series championship, obviously. A couple of technical things. I think the Schlittler combination of cutter, sinker, four-seam is so elite and so much a long-term problem for all opponents. So I think that this guy is here to stay. I think he's elite, incredible arm, and I'm so ecstatic with his development as a young pitcher, as a Yankee. And I also want to give flowers to two people in particular that get a lot of heat in the city. Aaron Boone stuck with Schlittler. That's not necessarily how Aaron Boone goes about things.
Yeah.
He kind of is bullpen happy.
But he was fired up to keep him in there last night. Everybody caught that last night. I didn't catch that till after because I was at the game. But apparently on the broadcast, you could hear him say he's throwing strikes like he's going back out there.
Exactly, and super happy with that because that's sort of situational, and Boone can adapt, and I see that he saw the moment there. And also Anthony Volpe, gold glove defense in this wild card series. Thanks for the call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Yeah, James Schiano, speaking of the Mets, James Schiano, host of the Mets Up podcast, he had a tweet that went crazy last night that I clipped. It said, Cam Schlittler threw 107 pitches tonight. 96 were some type of fastball. 61 of them were in the strike zone. 64 of them were 98 miles an hour plus. 11 of them were 100 miles an hour plus. He dared the Red Sox to hit him, and they couldn't do it. That's a grown man start by a 24-year-old rookie from Boston. And Boston's supposed to be a team with like a good batting average against velocity. Do or die situation. They did not have it against Cam Schlitler. You love it. You love it. I was sitting there. I usually move around the stadium, honestly, too much. But like I move around the stadium. I have AirPods. I'm listening to Dave and Susan. I have the MLB app open. I'm looking at the strike zone. I'm writing my own notes. I do that. I've been doing that now for these like last few seasons, going to the games and doing a show right after. Last night, I'm telling you, I sat in my seat for so many innings because of what he was doing. And like, I even shout out to Joel. If Joel's listening, I told Joel, all right, bro, I'm about to go. I'm like, they're about to take him out. I'm about to go. I'm like, wait, he's coming back. And I was the first one telling the section because my eyes were glued. We were down right field. My eyes were glued on that dugout waiting for tall ass number 31 to come out. I'm like, he's coming back out. He's not done. Excellent. It was a spiritual event. It was a religious experience. It was an outer body experience. As I was in there levitating. As he was done, I was just looking at the sky in Yankee Stadium like, what did we do to deserve this? What did we do to get this type of performance? You love to see it. Victor in the Bronx is with us on the Fan next. What's up, Vic?
Good evening, King. It's been a while. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, just a couple of quick comments, right? So, one, we are better than Toronto. And I'm already salivating for the rotation for next year with this guy last night. Remember, we still got Clark Schmidt. We got Warren. We got like six pitchers. I don't know what's going to happen with the rotation next year, but we got a lot of good, healthy,
pitching,
if they say healthy,
pitching. You can never have enough pitching. Ask the Boston Red
Sox
right now.
Right. And what's the format again for this series? Is 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's a 5-game set, so the first of 3 wins.
Okay, I got you. Now, just two more things real quick, and thank you. If it wasn't for Bednar, he comes in, throws strikes. I'm not sure why they pitched him 3 days straight. I hope it doesn't happen again because, you know.
He's a closer, and he's a big boy.
Today, but, you know, I'm just like... We can't use him too much because he comes in, and I like that he throws strikes. And
we're just
lucky about one thing with Boston, that kid Anthony was hurt. I don't like to see nobody get hurt, but if he was playing, he would have given us problems. I'm telling you,
maybe.
That kid Anthony is something else.
Yeah, maybe. Thanks for the call, Victor. Not my problem. He got hurt. Guys get hurt. I mean, we're about to face a Toronto team with a few guys hurt. Are we like, man, wish Bo Bichette was ready to compete? Like, I had a tweet, and people on Twitter are hilarious because they're all cornballs. They're all lames. But Carrabas had, like, I was at that game when Roman Anthony hit that home run. And the Red Sox fans hyped that clip like it was game 7, like it was Ortiz just killing us. And Carrabas put that out, and he said, on repeat the next decade. And so I quote tweeted it after we won. I said, not even on the roster. That's tough. And people are like, are you making fun of injuries? Oh, he's injured. I'm like, I know exactly why he's not on the roster. Tough. Deal with it. Tough. Like, every sport this happens when you get to the end of the season. Teams are missing guys. Them not being healthy is not something that I have pity for. It comes with the territory. It comes with playing the game. I am really happy this year with this Yankees team, not just the roster, where I do feel like we do have pitching, starting rotation, guys in the bullpen that are good, hitting, speed, defense. Like, we have our health. I was going through a couple nights ago how many postseasons. It's like, oh, well, Edwin Encarnacion got hit by a pitch. He's coming back. Gary Sanchez was hurt. He's coming back. Oh, Andrew Benintendi, he's out. DJ LeMahieu can't play. Matt Carpenter had the foot injury. He's coming. Like, guys, we're not right. Guys were not at their full strength. Or a pitcher goes down that we don't have. Now, we don't have Gerrit Cole. We don't have Clark Schmidt. But right now, are we wanting for those guys much? No. Because when you get Cam Schlittler out there looking like the best pitcher on the team, it's like, whoa, hold on. This is different. Now, with Cam, I'm not expecting him to go out there and throw 8 shutout innings and strike out 12 every single time, but if he can be this like dominant guy that's throwing stuff that they can't catch up to, I'm telling you, that's the wild card in this run. That is the catalyst. That is the game changer. That's like, wait, the Yankees have 2 high-paid lefties, and then they've got this tall right-handed kid. Like, bro, what? Throwing gas. And let's see what Heels got. Heels a competitor. Heels gonna want to tap in and make his presence felt. So, yeah, it's gonna be a good little series here. But I have all the confidence in the world with the Yankees surviving the Red Sox series that they can definitely beat the Blue Jays too. And I think that they've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder to go and prove something in Canada as well, because it's just a lot of little things. Like I've already highlighted all the little things from Buck Martinez to Vladdy to Alek Manoah to the little back and forth that Michael Kay had. I was just reading an article during the break because I was like, that became a thing where, like, I don't know, they Mike went back to the Rogers Center and like fans were, I don't know, it's nonsense. But Michael Kay reached out to Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, to kind of quell the controversy with the Blue Jays. Yeah, Michael Kay said, I reached out to Donnie. I said, can you tell Snyder what I meant? And Donnie actually told Snyder.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Snyder contacted him. We'll do some more on Snyder next, but let's get back to the phone. Mario in Long Beach, you're back with us. What's up?
What's going on, my friend? Good show as always. Really excited about the Yankees. I like what I'm seeing. You know, just like 3 quick things, and I'll listen to your response. Number one is Volpe, right? Everybody has been ragging him. It's about time to say we were wrong. There was no reason to send him down to the minors and all that stuff that we sent him. They were going to fix it. I believe part of it had to do with Rice is not the best guy at catching balls that bounce, you know, short hops at first base. He missed about 7 of them. If he makes those plays, we're talking differently. Now, I think he hit like 370 in the Boston series. including a home run and a single against the guy that nobody could hit. Let's give the guy a little credit. Don't you agree?
That's number one. I never was as vile and nasty as some people were. Not saying this radio station. I'm talking about people online. Even in the stadium, I was coming on air talking about, like, yo, in the stadium, you guys are booing him as soon as his name is announced. I'm in the bleachers. We're trying to do the Volpe chant. People are like, Volpe sucks. Volpe sucks. I'm like, enough. Like, give the kid a chance. Like, who do you root for? But I'm pleased to see him do well. I root for the Yankees. He's the shortstop of the New York Yankees, and he's a good kid. Yep. He doesn't deserve all of that. Like, that comes with being the whipping boy.
Absolutely, great analogy there. And number two is the strike zone, right? This makes me crazy. If you remember the first game, right, they show it different ways, right? Sometimes they just show a line going through, and you have to see it hit the line yourself.
And it's ESPN. Yep, go on. In the stadium, we thought Fried was getting squeezed. In the stadium, yeah. There was a lot of groans and, oh, come on, borderline, what? Like,
no, but on sometimes when they show it on TV, they have another one that it hits the line and it says the word K on it. So you know right away. You don't have to look at it yourself and decide if it really clipped
the
line. Or not,
yeah,
right?
I didn't watch any of these games. I watched them all live. I didn't watch any of these games on TV.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to tell you, because in the first game with Fried, right, in the fifth inning, he threw two strikes that were called balls. That would have struck out the batter. The batter didn't get struck out, and then he threw 15 more pitches.
Mm-hmm.
So if they would have called that the right way from the beginning, he wouldn't have had 105 in the seventh inning. He would have 80, and it would have been a whole different ballgame. We have to go. If they're going to show the people the K, then they should just go by what they're showing us. It's very frustrating. I'll listen to your response. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. I've been saying all season, ABS ASAP. I was selling T-shirts that said hashtag ABS ASAP with the little ump scorecard, ump mask, and these like side eyes. I mean, did you guys see the reaction of the San Diego Padres last night in Wrigley? Like, they looked like they were about to put hands on the umpires. Like, it has gotten to the point now. Like it was Xander Bogaerts. It was some of their coaches. Like, I didn't watch that game, but the fallout from it was a close game. And you take the bat out of guys' hands, you squeeze the pitchers, and their season ends. They're not mad at themselves. They're mad at you. Like, if Major League Baseball actually wants to protect these umpires, because that's a bad look. That is a bad look. I'm watching the video right now, and it's like, what if one of them swung? Or what if the umpire tried to defend himself and didn't just duck into the tunnel? He said something and he got away. But, like, it's because they don't get held accountable. The San Diego Padres are getting held accountable. Their fans are ripping them. Their fans might not want to go to the stadium. Their fans might not buy season ticket plans. Like, their fans might be calling for some of them to get traded or, you know, let go or whatever. But these umps are just random Jimmies and Joes that go on to the next city. And, you know, maybe for a little while, Twitter will get wind of who they are. But back to the ABS automatic balls and strike system. We haven't gotten there yet, folks. But, and I hope it's not the Yankees. I remember saying, I hope it's not the Yankees or Mets when I was assuming that the Mets would also be in the postseason. There's going to be an egregious moment where a ball is called a strike and it rings somebody up, or ball four is called where it should have been a strike for a last out, and it's going to affect one of these postseason games. And we're all gonna say in the baseball world, that was the moment right there. We needed the automatic balls and strike system, and it's a year too late. Because they're gonna have it next year. They had it in the All-Star game, they had it at spring training, they've had it for multiple years. I was at the Futures game in 2023 watching them use it in real time. It's riveting. I think it'd be great for postseason games. Even last night with the review of Carlos Narvaez and the catcher's interference, that added some suspense to the game. We're gonna need it this year. I just hope it doesn't hit the Yankees. I hope it's not against the Yankees where we're like, well, yeah, that game could have went differently right there if we could have challenged that call. Let's take another call, and then I do want to play some audio from John Schneider and one of the Blue Jays players talking about the Yankees. King George up in the Bronx on the Fan.
Live long and prosper. Keep the Mac who's about to attack. If it ain't rough, it ain't him. I made it clear. I'm treating you in a zoo. And all the only thing that's predicated on me is that you try the Frank's with potato salad. Eat what you want, as much as you want, but you got to try that. And Katz is the only place I know that's left before those Jewish delicatessens and restaurants were prevalent. Now they're not.
Mm-hmm.
The best one was Bernstein on Essex. But it's on me.
Yeah, I'm down. Whatever, whenever you and Zoo can you know, pick a date and a time.
It's on you. I don't work. I'm retired from correction.
Okay.
I work nights.
I work nights, so we got to do a lunch. We got to do a lunch.
Yeah, well, whatever. But you and Zoo work it out. Just as long as y'all don't do me the way Steve Summers did, that I inhaled the plate, too.
And Steve got on air and made fun of you. He told everybody about your eating habits.
Yeah, and do you remember Bill Daughtry?
I know the name. Why do I know Bill Daughtry?
Yeah, he was the early broadcaster there. When you all had the 2020 sports instead of what you have now, he told everyone he never saw anyone inhale.
Oh, yeah, I do know Bill Daughtry. I just looked him up. I don't know him personally, but I know who he is.
Yeah, I knew him personally. He said he told everyone that I inhaled a whole corned beef sandwich.
All right, so when you sit down with me and Zoo, slow down. Just take your time.
No, I don't need you all to broadcast. Well, you remember that day when the fan had a tribute to all the night callers from the Steve Summers and Joe Beningo days? Almost everyone asked me about, is it true that I inhaled it?
That's your claim to fame.
Yeah. But you and Zoo, just let me know, because then I'll tell you my experiences at Yankee Stadium as a youth. When my uncles, in 1964, walked up to the ticket window to buy
those were the days. I think you can still do it now, but they got to email you the ticket. I remember going up and buying tickets years ago, like 2015, 2016.
And you know what a World Series ticket costs? You could, I mean, one ticket, you could, if you put about 50 people together, that would be what one ticket would cost today.
Yeah, the tickets to the World Series were like $2,000 this year.
And, maybe 100 people. Because you didn't even spend $50 for a ticket in 64.
Yeah, there was
We were so cheap as kids, we didn't buy baseball bats. We went to bat day. We bought the $1.50 bleacher tickets and got a free bat.
Smart.
Yeah, okay. Well, you and Zoo, let me know what you want to do. The only thing it's predicated on, you have to try the potato salad and Frank's. And like I said, those old-time Jewish delicatessens and eateries have disappeared.
Live long and prosper. King George from the Bronx. What a guy. If I do end up there, I'll tell you guys all about it. Do we have to break here, or can I, you know, start planting some seeds of this audio, Paulie? We should break. It's the middle of the hour. Time is flying. I'm 90 minutes in. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to continue with the Yankee conversation, but when we come back, I'll do it coming right out of the break. I want to just plant some seeds with John Schneider, so when you see his goofy-looking face, you're like, okay, he said this, he said that. And then I stumbled upon something else about an hour ago with the Blue Jays, Davis Schneider, one of their players, doing an interview talking about the Yankees stealing signs. We'll get into that after the break. KM to AM returns right after this. A good week, honestly. When the postseason rolls around, everybody that is involved with the Yankees, sports, media, New York, you just know. Like, there's a different feel about everything. There's a different smell in the air, a different vibe, a different energy to, you know, the Yankees playing postseason games, meaningful games in that building, and then winning, and then what that does for so many people. There are so many Yankee fans. And there's so many Yankee haters, too. What it does for the haters, too. We are standing on business. We are happy to see you have to delete tweets and have to walk back things you said. I love how this series played out. You know, it'd be one thing if the Yankees won the first game, and they'd be like, oh, the Yankees are, here we go, the Yankees are going to win again. Every team is like, the Yankees being the first team to overcome that, awesome. So take that momentum up to Canada. and continue. Let's continue with some conversation around Canada and Toronto and the Toronto Blue Jays and those frauds. And, you know, they are fraudulent because they're worried about the wrong things and they're always looking for excuses. And we know from seeing George Springer talking about, you know, the ball skipping over third base and them calling it foul, not fair, and him mouthing in the dugout. If they want to just give the Yankees the division, just tell us. If they want to just give it to them, whatever. It's like, what are you talking about, bro? If they wanted to give the Yankees anything, give us a World Series. We've been waiting. It's been 16 years. Nothing is given. But here is John Schneider, their manager, after, if you recall, you know, they played the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, and Max Scherzer's not good. So it ain't just the Yankees that are picking up on what he's doing and what he's throwing. But here's what John Schneider had to say about a month ago on the Yankees, picking up what Max was doing.
Yeah, they're relaying. Yeah, they're good at it. You know, Max has got to be a little bit better. You know, it was obvious in the changeups. You know, Rice just missed the one, you know, foul homer, and it's fair game. You know, the whole Major League Baseball knows the Yankees are good when they got something. You know, it's, I'm not the only one that's going to say it. Maybe I'm the only one that's going to say it publicly, but we got to do a better job of making sure we're not giving anything away. So, at the end of the day, you gotta be tight. You gotta make pitches. But yeah, it was pretty clear. Bellinger was giving it to Judge, and Judge was giving it to Rice. Yeah.
What you mean by the whole league knows the Yankees are good when they got something, John? I would have asked that question next. Like, if I was a reporter in that room, elaborate on that. The whole league knows that the Yankees are good when they got some. What, when they got like a Cam Schlittler, Aaron Judge? No, what he's trying to say is, like, the word is out across the league that the Yankees are stealing signs or relaying signs. Bro, that's baseball. That's regular. Don't tip your pitches. Change up what you're doing. Or get aggressive about it. Throw at somebody who did it. You're not going to do that. They don't want any smoke like that. They definitely don't want to fight with Judge and Ben Rice. And, like, that game was Ben Rice clobbering time, Ben Rice smashing a three-run homer. And you guys remember, Judge was not quiet about it. Like, he wasn't doing it discreet. He was, like, flapping his wings or something. And John Schneider made that public, and that's just another little thing in this rivalry, and it's recent. So, speaking of recent, literally, as my show started today and I'm looking for stuff, 6:55, I started talking at 7. There is a show called Overdrive on 1050, TSN, the Toronto Sports Network, 1050. And they had a show today, and they had Blue Jays outfielder and infielder Davis Schneider on. And here's what he had to say, because if the manager's saying it, and he's probably talking to the whole team about it, and they know it, if it's not a secret, the whole baseball world knows the Yankees are good when they've got some. Here's what Davis Schneider had to say, and we'll see you real soon. This is bulletin board stuff, too.
Well, you get the Yankees, and the Yankees are famous for stealing signs, and your own manager pumped their tires a couple weeks ago, said, hey, these guys do it as well as anybody. And you mentioned you were kind of watching. I don't know if that's something you were watching for, but how does that factor into how you prepare for this series, how kind of crafty the Yankees can be in terms of picking up on signs and relaying signs and possibly being prepared for pitches?
Yeah, I mean, I hats off to them, too. I mean, that's what you kind of want to do as a baseball team. They're not even stealing signs. They're stealing what the pitcher's doing. So it's like, if they were stealing signs, that's one thing, but they're not even stealing signs. They're stealing what the pitcher's trying to do. And, you know, that's what makes a good baseball team a good baseball team. They're trying to win no matter what. And I don't consider that cheating or Bush League or anything like that. I think that's just them kind of trying to take advantage of what other teams are giving them. And they do a pretty good job at it, too. So obviously we got to be more cognizant of it when we're out there. But I'm not like, you know, pissed that they're doing it like that. But, you know, they just find ways and how to take the edge over other teams.
Smart man. Davis Schneider said it in a way where that's not going to be bulletin board material. He said it in a way that it can't come back to bite him. But it is obviously something that those hosts have been talking about, that the manager has talked about. And I think it's just part of the game, man. It's part of the game. if a guy is on second base and can look into your glove and help his batter out, he's going to try and help his batter out. This isn't a Astros cheating scandal where there was a camera and a trash can, or even the Red Sox scandal where they had Apple Watches and that type of stuff. But just letting you guys know, the Blue Jays look at the Yankees like they're not a good team, and they're aided by picking up what the pitchers can do and relaying that to the hitter, and they're going to have a bunch of excuses. So just get ready for it. 888-808-1019. Ben is in Marlboro on the Fan. Thanks for holding. You're in there.
Hey, Keith, real quick, just on stealing signs. It does sound like they're already getting their excuses in order once they lose this series.
Yep.
I called on Monday talking about how it was the same old, same old. We pull our starters early. We're living and dying by the home run. And then game three rolls around. We ride Schlittler until the wheels fall off. I'm sure he still had some gas in the tank, but I wasn't mad with him pulling him and just letting Betty close the game. Then in the bottom of the fourth, we're piecing together hits. So I really can't complain about what I saw game three. It was night and day from game one, and that, it's playoff baseball. You know what I mean, Keith? We can't rely on the home run. We have to string together hits. So I'm glad with what I saw on game three.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Ben. One thing on, like, you know, the Blue Jays already coming up with, you know, what they're going to say. They're going to cop pleas. They're going to have this whole thing about what the Yankees did and what they didn't do. And the Yankees are going to go up there and beat you at whatever game you want to play. But, okay. I think something I said when I came on last night was that the Yankees last night did everything we said that they couldn't do. The Yankees last night, they let a pitcher go eight innings. They didn't take him out. They let a guy go out there and dominate. They didn't rush to the bullpen. They just went to the closer. Oh, this team's always so quick to go to the bullpen. Oh, they don't let these guys finish the job. They more than let him finish the job. They played small ball. I went into that game thinking they were going to hit homers off of Connelly early. And tip your cap to that kid. For that kid to come into that atmosphere, impressive. He's going to be good. We'll see him again. We'll see him again. You know who we didn't see? Hunter Dobbins. You guys remember Hunter Dobbins? No, of course not. Hunter Dobbins isn't worth remembering. He actually did pitch well against the Yankees, but Hunter Dobbins was the starting pitcher for the Red Sox this year that faced us twice in like 2 weeks, who said that his dad was drafted by the New York Yankees and was friends with Andy Pettit. And, you know, reporters looked into that and they're like, Cap, he lied. He made that up. No truth to that story. Yeah, Hunter Dobbins, he got hurt, so we didn't see him at all. But I thought that was interesting, right? I'm like, Hunter Dobbins would have loved to compete in that wild card round against the Yankees, and just they were banged up. So that's another thing, folks. Like, sometimes, you know, good fortune could just be on your side. It could just be a year where, like, the Yankees' opponents are not at full strength, and they are for the most part. It could just be a year where it's like you ran into the Red Sox and Toronto, and they had injuries late in the season, and guys were not ready to go, not able to come back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Yankees put the ball in play last night, right? They just got to a point in the game in that fourth inning where they said, hey, like, just hit the ball and keep the line going. And it could be anybody. Ahmed Rosario, I knew Ahmed, I just had a feeling about Ahmed Rosario. And what I said last night about Ahmed Rosario was, if Ahmed Rosario does nothing in the second game and the Yankees lose, everybody is going to point to Boone in the organization and say, you traded for this guy, you glued him to the bench, and then you played him 2 out of 3 in a best of 3 series, and he did nothing. You should have gave him more run. If you were going to use him like that, you should have gave him more at bats, more time to get comfortable. Because we were having the conversation during the Minnesota series. Shout out to Steve Vaccaro from Valley Stream, who called me in with the inside info because he went out to Minnesota and he said, "Hey, Ahmed Rosario doesn't look like he's happy. Ahmed Rosario is sitting far on the bench away from the team." And I said, that's strange, because when he first got here, I started calling him Unc because he seemed like a hyped up uncle, like an older, you know, player. And then we saw the video of him and Jason Dominguez, and, you know, the Yankees were eating Dominican food and they had, you know, the Latino players do a video, and you really saw that Unc dynamic with him and Jason Dominguez. But, you know, Steve gave me that info and I was like, well, he probably wants to play, because during that time, Caballero was playing every single day. So he's probably upset because he's like, what am I doing here on this team? What did you get me for if you're not going to use me? If Ryan McMahon is going to play every day, if Caballero is going to play every day, like, where is there a spot for me to play? You don't want to play me in the outfield. Well, a spot for him to play was in the wild card round. He played 2 out of 3 games. And I think we figured out that, hey, you put him at third, and then you bring Ryan McMahon in for a defensive replacement late. You don't take out Jazz. You don't mess with Jazz. Jazz has too much upside. Speed and intangibles and defense and hitting and all these other things. What you do is put Ahmed Rosario at third. And we saw Ahmed Rosario meet the moment. We saw Ahmed Rosario, the lights were not too bright for him. And it worked out. They put the ball in play. Man, Belly dropping that one in, or the ball dropping. And I don't know, man. It was just a special night. They put the ball in play, small ball, Volpe. Once they put that 4 spot up, I saw the stadium change. It's like everybody could just exhale and party a little bit and relax. And like, if your buzz was wearing off, go get you another drink. And now these Red Sox fans were getting unruly. Red Sox fan in my section. The dudes in my section were just all looking around, plotting. And I wasn't worried at all. I've been in that stadium hundreds of games. I've seen drunk, belligerent crazies. And like, this was a kid. But the dudes in my section were like, should we, like, put hands on him? They were throwing popcorn at him. They were throwing fries at him. Next thing, they were about to throw beer on him. You could tell he was just upset because he knew season ends tonight. He's in a Red Sox hat, Red Sox jersey. They're down 4-0. And he's just cursing and yelling in people's faces and looking for attention. He's turning red, losing his voice. And I'm just laughing because I'm like, why'd you come all the way out here to get beat? And, you know, now that you're losing, you want attention. That's not going to change anything on the field. But, yeah, the Yankees decided they were going to leave their starter in last night and let him finish the job. A rookie in his first postseason appearance. They put the ball in play. They played small ball. They just moved the line. No home runs. I bet on probably everybody to hit a home run last night, thinking they were going to homer off of Connelly early. And they played defense. They got every out. except that Ben Rice out early. And that was one, like, remember DJ LeMahieu in 2019? He dropped a pop-up in the infield, and I was like, I think that was just DJ. Feel like DJ had a great season in 2019, but I think that was DJ just feeling like, wow, this stadium is different in October. Ben Rice almost got to that ball, at least from my vantage point. I know it was a tough play, but I think it was in his glove. He should have had it. And I felt like, hey, lights are bright, Benny. Lights were bright for Ben last night, but I think it was also the pressure of him being from Massachusetts, him, you know, being a Yankee fan and all these pictures of him as a kid going around. And I expect Ben Rice to have a big series in Toronto. 888-808-1019. The Yankees did what we said they couldn't do. They left their starter in. They didn't rush to the bullpen. They played good defense, no errors, didn't throw the ball around. They got every out they could get, and they played small ball. They didn't swing for the fences. They got to a point where they said, okay, we are going to get this kid up out of the game. And they won the game. They won the series. Now we go to Toronto, and they battle to redeem themselves against a team that won the AL East. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I have 3 hours to go. We are rolling. We will get into some football conversation once we hit halftime, so like 9:30. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.